Okay. We've been going through the first set of readings in lesson 8, and we're on page 110. And we were in passage 3, section 3, and I finished explaining the first two verses. Now we come to the third verse. Okay, first I'll read it. An avatita citasa saddhamang avijanato pariplava pasadasa panya na paripurati. Okay, in this verse, what is the subject? The subject. In the sense, what is in the nominative case? Which word? What is the subject of the verb? Say? Did I hear? What did Wendy say?
True Dhamma.
What makes you think true Dhamma is the subject? Dhamma is... What case is it here? Say?
Accusative.
So if it's accusative, can it be the subject? You have to look for a word in the nominative case. What word is in the nominative case? No. I heard it from two people, the right word, from the left wing and from the right wing. Okay, the word, the subject in the nominative is panya. Because you see, panya is a feminine noun, and so its nominative ending is, it doesn't have any additional ending, it's just the long A, a. Okay, so panya is the subject. And what is the... Okay, so wisdom does not fill up paripurity. It does not attain fullness. Okay, and now, for whom does wisdom not reach fullness? This will be indicated by words set in the genitive case. So now look for words that are in the genitive case. What are these words? They're actually compound. Two of them are compound. Right. Another word. And still a third word in genitive case. Avijanato. Okay, so to translate it, we would say, beginning with, I would translate taking the fourth foot first, wisdom does not fill up for one with anavatita citasa. That means for one with an unsteady mind. The word anavatita, first it comes from the root ta, which means to stand, plus it has a prefix ava. Ava usually has a sense of down. But here, just ava plus ta has the sense of being steady or persisting, continuing. So ta gives, normally, the verb titati, that the past participle of this is tita, Pitta also on its own has the meaning of steady. In other words, standing, firm. But the prefix ava, it just reinforces that idea. So it's avatita, originally a past participle form, but it takes on almost an function like an adjective, steady. Then avatita becomes the first part of a compound together with citta. Citta means what?
Mind.
Okay, so avatita would mean what?
Mind.
Yeah. But now, okay, so we have it negated, negation, unavatita. This means
unsteady
mind, a wavering mind. And how is this compound being used? What type of compound is it? Right, it's a two-car garage compound.
Bahubihi.
Yes, good. In Pali it's called Bahubihi compound. That means that, maybe explain what it means. This not Bobi in general, but how does this function? Yeah. Maybe that question isn't specific enough. Okay, does anavatita citta actually mean literally an unsteady mind? But maybe I have to explain it. I can't formulate the question well enough. Here, anavatita citta, because it's a bahubihi compound, two-car garage compound, it doesn't mean simply an unsteady mind, but it's a description of a person with an unsteady mind. So in other words, it means one with an unsteady mind. It's like we'll put it this way, two cars garage. Here, two cars doesn't actually mean two automobiles, but it means it's a description of the garage. It means a garage that can accommodate two cars. And so in the same way, anavatita citta, in this verse, anavatita cittasa, describes one with an unsteady mind, a person with unsteady mind. It functions as a kind of adjective. And this same person is described in other ways. Second way, he's described as saddhammang abhijanato. Abhijanato is what case? Genitive. And what form of speech is this? Grammatically, what form of speech?
The past participle?
Close, but not exactly.
Present
participle.
Why is it genitive?
How is it genitive?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the paradigm. Don't we have the full present participle?
Well, yeah.
So 3.6. But here in 3.6 I only see nominative accusative. 59?
No, I'm just getting 69.
36 just gives the nominative and accusative. Ah, here we are. Page 70.
Then going to genitive data, it uses the short step, what's called the short stem. A toe. The weak stem. Okay. So it's for one not understanding the true Dhamma. Then Pariplava Pasadasa. Here, Pariplava, it's an unusual word. I mean, something like floating. It takes on the meaning of wavering, floating, not steady. And Pasada. It takes on the glossary, gives the meaning of tranquility, serenity, clarity, purity, but also it has a more special meaning and technical meaning as confidence or trust. So one has, for example, a disciple has, you say, Buddha Pasado, means he has trust or confidence in the Buddha. Dhamme Pasado, confidence in the Dhamma. Sangha Pasado, confidence in the Sangha. And the same word also means tranquility, because it's believed that when you have gained confidence in the spiritual teacher, then the mind, which is trembling, unsteady, now it becomes calm and tranquil. Okay, so the sense now is that the whole verse, wisdom does not become full for one with a unsteady mind, for one not understanding the true Dhamma, for one with, you could say, wavering confidence. Okay, any questions about that verse? To reach fullness, paripurity. You understand? Yeah, the actual stem of the verb, originally it's purity, which again has the sense of fullness. But then pari, the prefix, reinforces that. I think it might be jiu jing in Chinese. Jiu jing.
Jiu jing.
Jiu jing is ultimate.
I thought it would be man.
Maybe man. Maybe man.
This 究竟 then it means it's really good. Something so final.
Final. This isn't so much final, but more complete.
Full, yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe the sense of this yuan.
Yuan man.
Yuan is joined with man.
Yuan man. Always yuan
versus. Joined. That would seem to be the sense of pari. Yuan.
Yuan
man. Probably.
Pari
makes
it more complete. Oh, I see.
Right, it's the pari which is seems to be yuan man.
Oh, pari is yuan.
I think so.
Make it more purity.
Purity also is that they go together. Purity is to reach fullness, and then pari is to reach full.
Right, so pari would be yuan.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, and then purity would be man.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah. Even fuller.
Yeah. Yuan man. Hey, Suki is the only one who says.
I think I kind of assume it's a 1 month.
Yeah, exactly.
You have 1 month.
1 month. Yeah, I can kind of.
Koreans pronounce it very similar.
Yeah.
So everybody is on board. Okay. Next verse. Any questions about that verse? Next verse. Yava jivam piche balo panditang pai rupasati naso damang vijanati dabi superasangyata. Okay, yava jivam, it's called indeclinable. That means it's like an adverb. And it means, yava means as long as, and jiva is life, so it means as long as one lives throughout one's life. P has a sense of even, che is if, balo is full. Then the verb here, pai rupasati. It has the sense of serving, attending on, associating with. The actual, I think sort of the stem form of it, I think, is asati, which has the sense of sit. And upa, near, gives a sense of near. And then that front part, pai, bruh. It's pari.
Pari plus upa plus asati. Pari, again, it just gives the flavor of fullness. Upa, near, sitting. But then what happens in Pali, because it's a spoken language, just some letters get interchanged to make it easier to pronounce. So somehow the Y gets inserted there. It becomes Pai-ra. Then the A drops off, so it becomes Pai-rupasati. Just literally sitting near.
But then it takes on the meaning, derived meaning of attending on, serving. And then pandita is a wise person. So even if his whole life, throughout life, the fool associates with a wise person or serves a wise person, he does not understand the Dhamma. Naso dhammang vijanati. Then a simile here. Dabi suparasang yata. Yata means as or like. Dabi means a spoon. And supa means soup. Actually, it really means not so much what we call soup, but it's
broth.
Excuse me?
Broth.
No, not broth.
Curry?
It's something like a curry.
Curry?
You see, it's
like the spicy curry?
It doesn't mean the flavor per se, but there's a dish that Indians always use in Indian cooking of dal, lentils, usually with a special spice, what they call curry powder, and it's made with water, sometimes coconut or milk is added. That seems to be...
That texture.
Yeah. So we could call it soup, but it's actually not what we usually think of as soup. So just as the spoon, then there's an implied verb, just as the spoon doesn't know the taste of the soup or the curry. Then the next verse, is there any question about this verse? Then the next verse just gives, in a sense, the opposite of that. It's the paired verse. The two verses are paired. So who can translate the next verse for us? Somebody like to try? It's not very difficult. If you did, since we went through the first verse, now you should be able to do the next one.
Let me try it.
Okay, try it, good, yeah.
Also, if a wise person, if a person, if a person associates with a wise person,
yeah,
and knows, understand the Dhamma quickly.
Wait, first, mahutampi. Mahutam, actually, I see a little. I think there's a mistake there. Yeah.
If a wise person associates with also instant. For a moment. Associate with the wise one.
Yeah.
Quickly understand the Dhamma.
Yeah.
Just like the tongue.
Yeah.
Taste the soup.
Right. Yeah. Or taste the flavor of the soup.
Taste the flavor.
Yeah. Okay. So here, Vinyu. Also, we try. Let's make Vinyu intelligent person. But not only, it doesn't mean intelligent just in the sense of being skilled at mathematics, science, but really it's a person with some seed of wisdom. So if the intelligent person associates with a wise person, even for a moment, he quickly understands the Dhamma just as the tongue knows the taste of the soup. Any question about this? Okay, next.
So just like the tongue, what is the verb?
Actually, you see, the verb here is not stated. It's just left implied,
okay.
Because it's a verb, so they have to fit it in. But you could say, even Vijanati understands, seems to be carrying over from the third line to the fourth. Just as the intelligent person understands the Dhamma, understands the Dhamma, so the tongue understands or experiences the flavor of the soup. Okay, next verse. Natang kamang katang sadhu yang katva anutapati yasa asu mukho rodang the pakang pati sevati. Okay, the first line here. That action here, kama means action. That action done is not good, which, here come to the second line, which having done or having been done is anutapati, regretted or repented. It actually seems to me to have been originally a past tense form. I'd have to check the dictionary to see if it could take on an active form. Maybe we check. I see you have the Pali English dictionary. Yeah, the dictionary says that it's passive, but then it gives it a meaning in an active sense, to be sorry for, to regret, repent, feel remorse. Okay, so let's treat it as though it were active, though it seems to be originally passive.
Who
it's the person. One would repent, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So that action is not good, which having been done, I would put it passive, which having been done is repented. Or you could also put it, which having done one repents. It seems one could take it in either way. Yasa, of which. Yasa means of which. And you have to look for a word in these two lines which can join with yasa. It's a word which is connected with kama. What is that word? So yasa means of which, whose. Okay, the word is vipaka, which means whose result, the result of which. Yeah, yasa is a possessive,
right.
So it means of which. So something has to go with of which. So it's yasa goes with kama. It's the action which one has done that is not good. So of that action, there is the result of vipaka. So whose result, whose effect, one patisevati, one experiences, and how does one experience it? Asumuko rodam. Asumuko means, what does it mean?
Tearful face.
Again, this is what kind of compound? Bahubihi compound.
We've only learned one compound.
No, actually we've come across
different kinds
of compounds. But the Bahubihi is the tricky one, so I point it out. So literally asumuka means a tearful face, but here it's describing a person. So it's a person with a tearful face. And then rodung is what kind of, what part of speech? This is a little tricky.
Present participle?
It's a present participle. Look, page 70 now. 3.1. You see under nominative, it gives two forms. There is the usual nominative, the common one, ends unto. That's the one you'll usually find in prose. But in verse, to make line fit the meter, a shorter participle is used. Like here they give gachang. Here we have rodang. The verb is actually rodati. You find it in the glossary, rodati, which means to weep, to cry. So here it's present participle, crying. So one experiences the result, crying with a tearful face. So putting everything together, that comma, that action which has been done, is not good, which having done, one repents, and the result of which one experiences with a cheerful face, crying, or crying with a tearful face. Then the next verse gives, again, the opposite of this. Somebody want to try it? Shouldn't be hard. Somebody want to try? Okay.
The action which is done,
yeah,
is good.
Yeah.
The result of which one experiences,
yeah,
with delighted, happy mind.
Yeah.
Sumano,
yeah.
Happy mind.
Yeah. And but you left. I think you left out. Yang katva namu.
Oh, not.
Yeah.
Intent. Okay. Sorry. Once again, the action which is done or which was done.
Yeah.
Was good.
Yeah.
Which, having been done,
yeah.
One does not repent.
Right, yeah.
The results of which,
yeah.
One experiences with a delighted, happy mind.
Right, yeah. It's actually sumano. Sumano, it comes from su, which has a sense of good, plus mano, mind. But generally it just means has a sense of, say, joyful. So patita, maybe we say delighted, sumano, joyful. So the result of which one experiences delighted and joyful. The whole verse?
Yeah, whole verse.
Okay. Okay, we start with and, because it's actually continuing from the previous verse. Or, okay, and that action done, that action which has been done is good, which having been done, one does not repent. The result of which one experiences delightful and joyful.
Sumano. Yeah. Are they nominative here?
They're nominative, yeah.
We don't translate them as subject. We translate them as adjectives. Delightful, joyful. The result of which one experiences joyful.
Yeah.
And the results.
Yeah, they're nominative, but they're nominative adjectives. And there's the subject is implied, just the one.
The person.
Yeah. So the result of which one experiences delightful and joyful. Or the result of which, yeah.
Well, okay, so they're not describing the results.
They're not describing the result.
The person.
Because they're a nominative, so it's they qualify a subject. Okay, then the next verse. Atanam eva pattaman patti rupe nivesaye atta it's a little difficult atta I would have to say at anyam anusasaya Nakili Seya Pandito. Okay, the first two lines. The Patamang, I put that first. It's like an adverb meaning first of all.
First of all. Is it indeclinable?
It's indeclinable. First. And the vesaye, the verb, what part of speech, what kind of verb is this? What mood?
Optative.
I heard it someplace.
Optative.
It's the optative, what one should do. And what is, there's no visible subject here. But there's an object. What is the word, the object? The direct object. Yeah, in Pali word.
Atana.
It's atanam. That's in, I think we had this type of noun before already. Atanam, this is the accusative. It's page 83. See the accusative is atanam. That's because the stem form is ATTAN. It's rather unusual and irregular now.
It forms the nominative. It's masculine, but it has a long A.
Atta.
Then the accusative, atana.
And here it's used reflexively. That is, it means oneself. It doesn't mean the true self, the permanent self. So one should first establish oneself in what is proper, pati rupe. Pati rupe is what case? What case? No. The end should be a giveaway. It's locative. In what is good. Okay, one should first establish, and then this Ava after Atanam, that just gives some emphasis. I think it's something like this, the word Joe. Is that the equivalent of Ava? A little emphasis.
Yeah, but sometimes it has some meaning.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, so one should first establish oneself in what is proper. Then the next two lines. Atta. Atta means then. And then what is this nyamanusaseya, what does it mean? You looked in the dictionary.
Yeah, others. I think it's
probably
two compounds.
Yeah, it's a compound. Yeah. Here, first there's an implied A, which has been dropped out because of the Sunday, because of the union of two short A's. So there's Anyam, which means another person. Or more generally, we could say others. And then the verb is anusaseya, which means advise or instruct. Okay. So then, first one establishes oneself in what is proper. Then one should advise others. Anukileseya pandito. That means the wise person is not defiled or afflicted.
Is not.
Actually, that's a good point. The sense would be the wise person would not be afflicted. That is, if one first settles oneself in what is good, then instructs others, in that way the wise person won't be defiled or afflicted. If he's too eager to start teaching others before he's well established himself, then he might become corrupted. Any questions about this? I have to say the verses are sometimes tricky and difficult. Some verses are simple, others are a little tricky. Then let us go to the further reading. Quarter to four. You want to go to the... But you can listen to the CD.
Yeah, the tape.
Yeah.
See, we all do that. Not just you. We all do the tape.
I don't think you could correct the reading of the classes. Yeah, but I didn't do that. I was just conducting my poly class. Other people scheduled it.
You stick to our poly class, right?
We
even get kicked out, right?
Yeah, we got kicked out.
No.
Yeah. Okay, now we come further readings. Who's going to do reading number one? Noah.
You say you
want to do. No, that means he's prepared well. I want to catch
first
them.
First one, the easy one.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it easy?
No, I think the
okay,
second one is easy.
Okay, let's hear Faye. Okay.
No, I don't. Okay. Let me take the easy one.
Okay, you take the one you prepared. Well, you want to do one? Try it.
Try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ikam Samayam. Yeah.
Bhakava.
Yeah.
Vasaliyam. Vesaliyam. Viharati.
Yeah.
Mahavane.
Mahavane. Yeah.
Kutagarasalayam.
Right. Okay.
Let's see. One time.
Yeah.
The blessed one.
Yeah.
Bhagava.
Yeah.
Is the respectful.
Yeah.
Vasaliyam.
Yeah.
Is the place resides at the Vasali.
It's called Vaisali.
Vaisali.
It was a major city in northern India.
Yeah. In the park of Mahavana Pavilion.
Yeah, Mahavana actually means the great woods, you can say.
Woods.
Yeah.
It's not a place.
It was the name.
Before Da Ling Jing Shi, right?
Da Ling Jing Shi.
Yeah, Da Ling Jing Shi.
Da Ling Jing Shi. It's the name of a place. They call it the Great Woods.
Great.
But it's a specific place.
She was
Oh, maybe not here, yeah.
So it's good that you're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What?
So continue. No, let's not waste time with each other. Okay, go on.
In the pavilion of the great wood.
In the great wood, and then Kutagara Salaya.
This is not pavilion?
It's pavilion. Oh, I see, right. I see, okay, okay. We can call it pavilion, yeah. But it's actually, it's a compound, which means, I see the glossary gives a very compressed meaning. But it's, Kuta means peak. Peak. Agara.
P-E-A-K, right?
P-E-A-K. Agara means house. And sala means hall. So it's a hall with a peaked roof. Okay, so we'll just call it pavilion. But just so you know how. Gabled house. A gable means, I think it means that the roof slopes like this, yeah, instead of flat.
Okay, you say the kuta.
Yeah.
And the kutagara.
Yeah.
So there's two words, right?
Yeah.
They, kuta.
Yeah.
Right? And the agara.
Right.
Peak house. Right?
Yeah. Okay. The first A is short.
Okay.
Agara.
Agara.
Kuta plus agara. Okay, so you're doing all right. Continue.
That's it?
No, no, no. Continue.
Attako, Siho.
Yeah.
Senapati.
Right.
Yena, Bakaba.
Yeah.
Ten Upasang Kami.
Right.
Now.
Or then, yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
General Silo.
Yeah.
Approach the Blessed One.
Yeah.
Approaching and saluting the Blessed One.
Yeah. Don't you want to read it in Pali?
Oh.
So you get the right pronunciation.
Upasa, upasam kamitva.
Yeah.
Bhagavatam.
Bhagavantam.
Bhagavantam.
Yeah.
Abhivastitva.
Yeah.
Ekamantam.
Nisidi.
Nisidi.
Yeah.
Approaching and saluting the Blessed One.
Yeah. But I think it's better when translating this form to put it, it's called absolutive or gerund. So put it the way it's usually translated, having approached. And then having saluted the Blessed One. Okay.
Having approached and having saluted the Blessed One.
Yeah.
He's sitting on one side.
Wait, Nisidi is what tense?
Set.
So what tense is it? It's past. So in English we would say, he sat down, right? He sat down
on, side.
On one side.
Ikamantam nisino ko siho senapati.
Yeah.
Bakavantam etadavoka.
Bocha. Bocha. Okay. Okay.
Set on one side.
Yeah.
General
Silo. Sit now. Nisino is a past participle, but it's used in the sense of a continuous action. So we would say it's almost used like a present participle, though it's a past participle. So we would say sitting on one side, the general see her. continue.
Sitting on one side, yeah. General seat.
Yeah.
And sit to the last one.
Right. Eta devotee. He said this to the blessed one. Avocha means past participle to speak. He said
this.
And then etad is this. This is what will follow.
Sitting on one side.
Yeah.
General Silva said this to the blessed one.
Right.
Saka,
yeah.
Nu, Ko, Bante.
Yeah.
Bhakava Sanditikam Dana
Palam.
Palam?
Yeah, Palam.
Palam.
Yeah.
Panya Pitam.
Right.
Di.
Yeah.
Now, Venerable, is it possible for the Blessed One to point out the visible result of giving?
Right, yeah.
Would you please retrieve this with me? Now, Venerable, is it possible
for the Blessed One?
For the Blessed One, yeah. You got it right. Just repeat it for her.
Now, Venerable, is it possible for the Blessed One to point out the visible results of giving?
Yeah. And notice this way of speaking, the polite way of speaking, instead of saying to the Buddha, is it possible for you to point out the visible fruits? He speaks as though he's talking to a third person. Is it possible for the Blessed One to point out?
Instead of you.
Yeah. This is a polite way. I don't know.
Yeah, same in Chinese.
In Chinese,
you never say you to a more respected person.
Yeah.
And always the Blessed One or teacher.
Yeah.
This way they use the ba, right? Ba, kava.
Yeah. Okay, go on to the next.
Still me?
Yeah.
Saka siha ti pakava abocha devoche.
Yeah.
It is possible, siha, the Blessed One said.
Right.
Gayako siha danapati bahuno janasapiyo hoti.
Right.
Manapo.
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 Yeah.
Now this, we use the giver, a giver.
Yeah.
Siho.
It's not siho here.
Siha.
Siha. Yeah.
He's a liberal donor.
Yeah.
He's a liberal donor.
No, he's not describing siha. The word siha here, this is vocative. So, in other words, he's simply speaking to siha. This is the way it's done in Pali. The vocative doesn't come at the beginning. It doesn't come as the first word, but it comes usually as the second or third word. So he's saying, as though in English we would say, oh, siha. A dayaka. A dayaka is a giver, a generous person. Dhanapati means literally a lord of giving. In other words, we would say maybe a generous person. A giver, a generous person. The book gives a liberal donor.
So a giver, siha, is a liberal donor.
No. You see, the two words, dayaka Dayako and Dhanapati. They're just like two words here with the same meaning.
Yeah.
They're describing them with the same two different words. Not the sense is not that a Dayaka is, not that a giver is a generous person, but the verb here is hoti, which comes near the end. So the sense is a giver, that is a generous person, is dear, it's pio.
Pio is agreeable, pleasant.
Oh, I would say dear.
Dear one.
And manapo is like agreeable.
So, giver.
Yeah.
Siha.
A giver, Osiha, a giver, a liberal person, is dear and agreeable to many people. Bahuno Janasta.
Agreeable to many people.
Yeah. And then continue.
Many people, janas are singular.
It's singular, yeah. Because jano is like a collective noun. Sometimes it used to mean a singular person. But here it has a sense of many people collectively.
Yang pi siha.
Yeah.
Dayako dhanapati bahuno janasa piyo hoti.
Manapo.
Manapo.
Yeah.
Giver.
Hey, complete the whole sentence. Okay. Just read the whole thing.
Idam.
Yeah.
Idam pi sanditikam dana phalam.
Right. Okay, now translate.
The giver. The generous.
Okay. But first we have to take,
yeah.
You see this that young at the beginning.
That again, yeah. Siha.
Yeah.
The young pi siha.
Yeah.
A giver, a liberal donor, is agreeable and pleasant to many people.
Yeah.
This is the visible result of giving.
Yeah. Yeah, the yang at the beginning, that indicates the fact that will follow. The fact that follows. Okay. And then idang draws the conclusion from that. So yang and idang are joined together. In English we might say, insofar as a giver, a liberal donor, is dear and agreeable to many people, this is a visible fruit of giving.
Yang pi and then ida.
Yeah. And the P is used here. P usually means also. But you see, in English, when we have like a list of items, when we speak the first one, we don't say also. We only put the also for the second, third. When you go to the store, you should buy some milk, also buy fruits, also buy vegetables, also buy tofu. But yeah, but in Pali, when you have a list of items, you put the word P even for the first one. So when you go to the store, also buy also buy milk, also buy bread, also buy fruits, also buy vegetables.
you will be said the fact.
Yeah.
And then this is also.
Well, in English we wouldn't put also for the first one, but in Pali it's done. Okay, let's for the next one. Suki, you want to do? Or have you caught up with this one?
I have not caught up.
You haven't caught up yet?
Should I try?
If you think you can do it, then try.
Bhajanti.
Yeah.
Furthermore, Sila, a giver, a liberal donor.
Yeah.
Bhajanti, I don't know the name.
When you look at this sentence, first you have to decide what is the subject. Take a look at the word dayaka. What case is it?
Oh, dayaka. It's just for a case.
Right. And now what is the subject?
Oh, santo sapuisa.
Right.
A good person. And
Sakura
is also a good person.
Yeah.
So,
but is it a good person?
Oh. Sakura is a...
Look at... Again, look at the nominative ending. It's plural.
Right. So good people...
Yeah.
Good bhaja. Good people associate with donor and liberal donor.
Yeah.
This is the fruit of the visible fruit of giving. Dhanapala.
Yeah, fruit, yeah. Okay, who wants to try the next one?
Before we go on, we have some separate stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means santo is singular, right?
No.
No?
Yes. This is it looks like a peculiar word. It's actually, originally, santo is the present participle. Of the word to be, ati.
Right, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
But it takes on, you know, the way words and common usage take on a different meaning. It takes on the meaning of being good or saint, even right. Maybe the word saint is connected to it. Right. Saintly. Right. So it's plural nominative. Originally a present participle, which has changed its function. It's not functioning as a present participle. It just means good people.
Plural,
yeah.
Have we learned the detention? Mm-hmm. Will be the ending?
This is a nominative plural ending. It's declined the same way as the present participles
on page
70.
Okay, yes.
So you have santo, santang, satto, singular, satta, sati, maybe very occasionally you get plural santo, that's plural nominative, satang is actually common genitive form, satang, santehi, even one finds that, santesu. Okay, so it's good or saintly. And the word sapurisa also comes from that same form. That somehow you get from this one of those very rare things in Pali. You get the verb pati, but you see the plural, you see it in the plural of this is santi. Then the present participle santo, meaning good. Then it's the same sat plus purisa. Purisa is person, or sometimes more specifically, male person. And then in making this combination, the T gets assimilated. By the rule of Sandhi, it turns into a P. So it becomes Sapurisa. But in Sanskrit, it would stay as a T. So you get Satpurusha in Sanskrit. So the Sa in Sapurisa is really almost the same word as the Santo. So it's just saying the same thing in two different ways.
Repeat two same meanings. Chinese do that all the time.
Chinese, yeah.
Repeat the same thing,
right?
Everything.
Okay, so let us translate this. Okay, furthermore, Siya. Oh, we did the. Okay, you did the third. Let's do the next one. Maybe Wenjin, you try? Chaparang. Keep it a little short. Puna Chaparang.
Puna Chaparang.
Yeah.
Preference goes out to the giver. Liver donor.
Yeah, a good, you say a good kitty sado. Kitty has a sense of praise, and sado is sound. So when you join them together.
Sound of praise?
Yeah, but it takes on the meaning of reputation.
Okay.
Yeah. And abu gacchati. It takes on the extended meaning of spreads about, circulates. It's abhi. Gacchati is to go. Ud, the prefix, has a sense of up. And abhi, it just gives a strength, a certain strength. But then what happens, when the D joins with G, the D gets assimilated, so it turns into a G. Ugachati goes up. Then when the Upi joins with U, the B turns into BH. And the eye gets dropped. And so it becomes Abu Gacchati. See, Sanskrit is very rigorous, so you
you wouldn't get these changes in Sanskrit. But Pali, because it's based on spoken languages, so it absorbs the changes that naturally happen in speech. So this verb abhugacchati takes on the meaning of spreads around, and it's usually connected with kitti sato, which is a reputation. So a good reputation spreads around about the donor who's a liberal, the giver who's a liberal donor. Okay, continue.
Yamki Siha Yayakasa Dana Patino.
Yeah.
Kayana Kayano.
Yeah.
Kiti Sato.
Yeah.
Abukachati.
Yeah.
The Kilapsi Siha.
Yeah.
Good reputation spreads about around.
Yeah.
About liver donor.
Yeah.
Nidamki Sanjitikam.
Yeah.
Dana Palam.
Yeah.
That is the visible result of giving.
Yeah. This too. The P is also this too.
This too.
Okay, try the next one.
Punchang Param.
Punachaparam.
Punachaparam.
Yeah.
Siha. Dayako. Danakati. Yam. Dadeva.
Yadeva.
Yadeva.
Yeah.
Parisam.
Yeah.
Upasam. Kamati.
Right.
Yadi.
Yeah.
Katiya Parisam.
Yeah.
Yadi. Brahmana Parisam.
Yeah.
Yadi. Gahapati Parisam.
Yeah.
Yadi. Samana Parisam.
Yeah.
Visara.
Yeah.
Bukasam Kamati.
Yeah.
Among Kubuto.
Yeah.
Furthermore, Seahawk. The giver, liver donor, approaches whichever group of the warrior,
yeah.
Brahmin group,
yeah.
Householder group,
yeah.
Ascetic group,
yeah.
Approach self-confident ones.
Wait, Visarado?
Self-confident, wise one?
It means he, the giver, approaches with self-confidence.
Oh.
Yeah, he approaches as one who is self-confident. And Amanko Bhutto?
Without confused.
Yeah. It's one who is self-confident, and one without a mankabuto, without confusion or sort of
discontent.
Not discontent. It's not so good. Okay. It's more like confusion or embarrassment. You know, when somebody who comes up to speak and then he doesn't feel, he's not able to speak fluently, but he just mutters and stumbles. So he approaches confident and
without embarrassment, you can say.
Yamhi Sriha Dayako Dhanapati Yam Yadeva Parisam Upasam Kamati Visarado Upasam Kamati Amanku Kuba Kubut
Amanku Bhuta
Amanku Bhuta
Right
Yamhi Sanditikam
Sanditikam
This is the visible result of giving.
Yeah. Okay. Since, okay. Insofar Siya as a giver, a liberal dana, approach it, what's with it? Since whatever assembly a dana or liberal giver, a giver or liberal dana approaches, he approaches confidently, without embarrassment. This too is a visible fruit of giving. Then the last one.
Since or young?
Young could be taken. It's not literally since, but you have to make some sense out of it anyway. So we would say since, insofar as, because.
So you
want to
say because so far, EMP? Yeah. Yeah. You mean YAM? Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
EMP.
Yeah.
So is it he approaches one is confidently without embarrassment?
Well, the sense is, okay, whatever assembly, that's YAM YADEVA PARISAM.
Whatever assembly?
Yeah. The Dayaka, the giver, the generous person, approaches. See, that much goes with the first Upasankamati. Then we have Upasankamati in the next phrase, Visarada Upasankamati. So that, now we're describing how he approaches it. He approaches it confident, without embarrassment. Okay, so taking it all together, since the giver, the liberal donor, since whatever assembly the giver, the liberal person approaches, he approaches it with confidence, without embarrassment. This too is a visible fruit of giving. Then the last one in this series, maybe Chi Lao Shi.
I'm sorry, I didn't prepare.
You didn't prepare?
Yeah.
Okay.
Puna Chaparam.
Puna Chaparam.
Puna Chaparam.
Yeah.
Puna Chaparam Siha. Dayako Dhanapati Kayasab. Veda Param Marana Sugatim Lokam
Upasam Sagang
Sagatim Lokam Upapajati.
I think you're reading for something you copied.
Sagang Lokam. Maybe I copied it incorrectly.
I think so.
Sagang Lokam. Sorry.
Punacha Param Siha Daya Kod Dhanapati Kaya Sa Veda Param Marana Sugatim Saga or Miss Saga Lokam Upapajati.
Right.
I'm missing one word. Punacha Param furthermore Siha donor, a generous person. So we're going to param first, after breaking up,
actually this is like a set phrase.
After the breakup of his body. Kayasa Veda Param Marana.
No, it's actually, you say Kayasa and Kayasa Veda, that is one part.
One part.
With the breakup of the body.
With the breakup of the body.
That's an ablative, actually, through, but it has a sense of with, we would say, with the breakup of the body.
Okay.
Then the next, parang marana.
Through, after death?
After death, yeah.
Sukatim is a happy fate.
Yeah, or happy, let's avoid fate, otherwise people will say Buddhism is fatalistic. Happy destination.
A happy destination.
Or a good destination.
A good destination. Yeah. So I'm missing this word, Sagam.
Sagam is heaven.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually, in Sanskrit, Sparga. It means heaven.
Heaven.
And it goes with the world, like heavenly world.
I guess I have to go to the verb first. Upapajati.
Yeah, the verb should come first.
To be reborn
in
a happy destination in heaven, in the world.
In the heavenly world.
In a heavenly world. Yampi siha dayako dhanapati kaya sabeda paramarana sugatin sakam lokam upapajati. Idam samparai kang dana palam.
Right.
That siha, a generous donor, through the breakup of the body, and after death, he is reborn in a happy destination, a heavenly world. Even that is a directly visible fruit of Buddha.
And it seems they left out a little word also. It should be idampi.
Idampi.
Yeah, they left out the p.
That too is a directly visible fruit of Buddha.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, this is a different word here. Oh, so the P doesn't come there. I see now. Right. Either I missed it. Okay, this is a different word. You see, the first one's a sandittikam. Sandittikam means visible in this life. What's visible right here. Samparayikan, this has the meaning what relates to the future life. So we would say this is a fruit of giving relating to the next world or to the future life.
So P is not there.
Yeah, the P isn't there.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
In the first passage, when we have Vaisaliyam, I know Vaisali is the name of place. Why do we have Yam?
This is locative case. It's the feminine vocative.
Oh.
Let's see where to look.
For I ending? Yeah.
Page six. You see, for nadi, page six, nadiyam. Similarly, with kutagara salayam, it's the stem noun is sala, but to make it locative, salayam, in the whole. Any questions? Okay, then we continue next week.